brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's sippin' time.
Yes, it's sippin' time again. Hello and welcome to this Sips episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. As always, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m.
No, we are the best thing on at 2 and 3 a.m.
Is there anything actually else on at 2 a.m.?
But that makes us number one.
That's, right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. One, I mean, it's a very limited field. So... I'll take it. We're still number one. So this is Made Man Bob, and joining me today are Made Man Brent.
Thanks. I went out fishing today in the Everglades and started a little fire to prepare myself for today's episode.
For those who don't live in Florida, the Everglades are on fire, and an uncontrolled fire, and we're getting the smoke right now. Thank you. Thank you, Brent. Appreciate that.
He was also catching alligators because he thinks he's Steve Irwin reincarnated.
Were you really? Nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's got to have some fun. You just tease them and pull them in and then let them go. So,
that poor lady in, was it South Carolina, who was
drinking wine.
Drinking too much wine and got, I just want to pet him. He'll be cool.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
What did she lose?
Her life.
Yeah, her life.
They dragged her under.
Oh, yeah. They get a hold of you. They jerk you in and take you under and stick you under a log.
Do not pet the alligators. No matter how much you're drinking, do not pet the alligators.
If you're not from Florida and grew up around them like I did, like all of us, stay away. If you're from New York, stay away from the alligators.
She was from South Carolina. She knows alligators.
Yeah, might as well be New York. Damn Yankees. That's 800 miles north of here.
I think we're banned in another state now.
Yeah, that's 800 miles from here. Good Lord. And we got Made Man Maury.
Good morning, Bob. Thank you for the Haggies and Neeps for breakfast. It's a nice touch to go with the scotch.
Whenever we have a scotch, it's the exact same thing he says every Haggies time. You think he would come up with a new tagline of some sort?
Do the Scottish eat anything else, though? That's the problem.
No, they eat plenty of stuff. Yeah.
What do they eat?
Well, if you go to Iowa, they have a place called the Pizza Place, P-E-A-T-Z-A.
No way.
Yeah, I'm dying
Pete
to go.
Pete smoked pizza?
I don't know if they use Pete to cook it. It's just called the pizza. It's in the village of Bemore, and it's called the pizza, P-E-A-T.
I want Pete smoked pizza.
I so desperately wanted to go.
Yes, we're going. We're getting the trip up.
There were a couple of kids on that press trip with me. There's two kids from Russia, and I'm like, guys, you want to go? You want to go? You want to go? And we ended up going to a little pub instead and never made it to the pizza place.
I can see that. You couldn't convince the Russians of anything, but they twisted your arm and got you drinking. I got you.
Yeah. Well, we got there, and all of a sudden they realized I'm from America and they're from Russia, and they started buying us more and more Ardbeg. So we were happy to take what we got. So shut up.
By way of apology.
And we got good old boy Justin.
Hey, good morning, Bob. And Brent, thanks for the orange alligator wallet. I don't know why it's orange, but thank you.
Florida Gator.
Mm,
it's
right.
A Florida Gator.
Right,
it's got to be orange or blue. Yeah.
Yeah. Orange or blue, right?
Yeah.
Both.
Yeah. And Harmeet.
Whatever, man. And Harmeet. That's the thanks I get.
That's all you get.
Yeah. Better late than never.
Yeah.
You're lucky we're even giving you that. You know, because every time I look at you, all I think is, you know.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
There you go. See?
I'm the... literally the skinniest guy at this table, you mother...
Oh, I take issue with that.
All right.
We could say Harmeet, almost PhD, almost MD,
no, almost
master.
Nothing. Almost nothing. You never finish anything. I never finish anything. Thanks, Mom. I appreciate it.
You had to bring up the mommy issues. Now he's going to be in the corner, and we got to go talk him out. He's going to be sitting there rocking back and forth, and the drool's going to come out again. Okay. Thanks a lot, dude. Now I got to go talk him down.
She blames my first wife because, you know, it's always the blondes. It's always the blondes.
Tell me about your childhood. Huh?
Yes, yes. Tell me why you hate your mother.
Go back in time.
What is it that you hate your mother?
No. I love my mother. That's the problem. That's the problem. A mama's boy.
Well, Brent, Maury, and myself are with the Bourbon Mafia. The Bourbon Mafia is a nonprofit organization composed of bourbon enthusiasts and industry professionals with representation in 8 states and 2 countries, our members combine a love of bourbon with a passion for charitable work. The group uses their love of our native spirit to raise money for local and national charities through rare bottle auctions and other theme events. You can check us out on Facebook at the Bourbon Mafia. We're also sponsored in part by the Florida Whiskey Society. To find out more about the society and their events, visit them at ftlws.com.
Oh my God, you get it right the first time. I love that.
And our show is also sponsored in part by Spirits Fine City Cooper, some hole-in-the-wall liquor store.
Whatever.
Fine Spirits in Cooper City, Florida, home of the still not working Enomatic machines.
They're never going to work, man. Just give it up. I just take them out.
Serving great wines and whiskeys,
like a bonfire spirits
by the glass. If you just take the bottle and pour it in the glass because the machine doesn't work, you can find them.
$70,000 I spent.
On Facebook at Fine Spirits.
Yeah.
And our sip segments are all about wine, distilled spirits, tea, and coffee. And today's show is on the fine whiskeys from Compass Box.
Thank you, Mom.
Our samples today were graciously provided to us by Pete Friello, who is the Southeast Regional Manager for Compass Box.
We love you, Pete.
Love you, buddy.
Pete, you're my boy.
And here's a list of the whiskeys that we're going to be tasting today. So we're going to be starting out with Compass Box The Circle. We have Compass Box Juveniles, Compass Box Spice Tree Extravaganza, Compass Box Stranger and Stranger, Compass Box Tobias and the Angel, Compass Box Flaming Heart, and Compass Box No Name.
Number two.
So we're going to have Justin tell us all about our sips ratings and whatever accent he chooses to pick. Right now, I think it should probably, since he's sitting next to Harm, it should probably be Sigmund Freud.
No. Do your Indian. I want to hear it.
No problem.
That's awesome.
Yep, I got it. One sip. Give me a glass of water to wash out my mouth.
That's good.
Pretty good.
Water. All right, I'll take your word for it.
But 2 sips, but what else do you have?
No. Isn't that nice?
3 sips. Interesting. What was this again?
No, still not.
You don't bob your head enough. You need to bobble your head a little bit more while you do it. It'll bring out the accent. Go ahead.
4 sips. Let's keep this secret to ourselves. Pour me another.
Still not buying
like a white man.
Yeah. He bobbles like a white man.
Yeah, he does.
You can only see his head moving.
You can try and train him all you want, Harm, but he's only ever going to be so good.
5 sips. Oh, my. I was unaware anything could be this good.
Nah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Nah. Yeah. Just not feeling it
today. I'm applauding.
I'm not feeling it today. Whatever. No. All right. So let's have... our favorite Scotch guy, Brent.
Yes, Brent.
Tell us a little bit about Compass Box.
I'd be happy to. Thank you. Compass Box is a company that is well known to the fans of the show. We've had them on a number of times.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's founded in 2000 by John Glasser, a former marketing director at Johnny Walker. Compass Box is one of the most innovative whiskey blenders in the world. Sourcing casks from different distilleries and using the blender's art to come out with a unique and superior product. Rather than handcuff their shelves by strictly adhering
themselves
to the old...
Themselves, not shelves.
It's themselves, and Bob's Southern Hick comes out with their selves. So you should say their selves, because it's on the script.
Yeah.
Say it. Do it.
He said Bob's shelves.
Their selves. And
their selves. By strictly adhering...
Their selves.
By strictly adhering to the old ways, Compass Box has made a name for themselves through creativity, innovation, and occasionally a little irreverence in their quest to make blends cool again. I think they've done a good job.
I agree 100%.
Yeah. On a prior show, we discussed the original Spice Tree blend in which they took a blend of single malts and treated them to a secondary maturation in cask containing additional toasted French oak inserts inside the barrels. The end product was a fantastic blend that received a lot of attention from the public and even more from the Scotch Whisky Association.
Boo, hiss.
Who declared this new finishing
anti-innovation
technique as illegal. After some legal wrangling, a compromise was reached and Compass Box changed the method of their secondary maturation by removing the internal staves and instead substituting toasted French oak heads on the barrels.
It's very cool. I love what John Glazer does. He's awesome.
Well, that was one of the best things we did at the Whiskey Society.
Glazer or Glazer?
Glazer. It was about 4 years ago. John was in town, and we did a Compass Bucks dinner, like 6-7 course dinner with about 9 or 10 whiskeys over at Rojo. Oh my God!
That was 3 years ago, man.
That was don't put it back. Really, really great.
My very first whiskey tasting I ever did with the show, I mean with the store, was at almost 15-16 years ago. John Glazer was there. He's awesome.
Yeah, John's fantastic. A great guy. Very, very kind with his knowledge. He'll sit there and answer the most silly questions you can possibly ask. And a damn amazingly fine blender. So we're going to go on to our first one. We're going to have Maury tell us about that one.
Thank you, Bob. First release today will be the Compass Box The Circle, release number 1. 46% ABV, non-age dated, non-chill filtered, and no added coloring. This release was 6,151 bottles worldwide. This limited edition was born out of Compass Box's bartenders competition. The competition winner, Rosie Mitchell, won the chance to create a blend with Compass Box founder John Glazer and whiskey maker Jill Boyd. Rosie wanted to make an approachable whiskey to be shared with friends, something for the daytime, a whiskey with brightness. She called it Sunshine in a Glass. The Circle is based around a parcel of fruity and creamy single malt from the Tamdhu Distillery in Speyside. This is supported by malt whiskey from Kleinlich Distillery, a touch of peated malt from the Orkney Distillery, and a small proportion of French oak finished blended malt whiskey complete the recipe. This expression consists of 78.8% Tamdhu aged in first fill bourbon barrel, 14.8% Kleinlich aged in a refill sherry butt, 4.9% malt whiskey from an undisclosed Orkney distillery aged in a recharred American oak hogshead, and 1.5% Highland malt blend aged in custom light toast French oak casks. That's a big mouthful. Release of 6,151 bottles worldwide. So let's talk about the whiskey. Color, very light, pale yellow.
There's no time, man. Come on.
And we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Maddox Campbell, host of Break a Wish, the podcast where all your dreams come true, but with terrible, ironic consequences. Each episode, we take a magic wish. Then my comedian guests and I try to come up with the perfect, balanced cost. We break the wish down from every angle.
I think I'd rather, would I rather be spit on the piano?
Underwear excluded.
I was right. Literally about to be like, okay, we haven't talked about underwear.
You haven't talked about underwear yet.
Why are your farts visible like a cartoon?
I can't answer that
That's
question.
That's the face of yes.
Yeah. Could you use your weather powers to battle the meteorologists?
No. Main part of the boot.
I'm not looking for anything that might surprise ruin my day.
Yeah.
Surprise ruin your day.
If my day's going to be ruined, I want to know about it.
For more information, visit breakawish.ca or thesonarnetwork.com. What would you wish for?
And we're back, and now Maury can start.
He literally had 2 seconds left. Yeah. He's like, let me tell you about this whiskey. All right. It's not that fast.
So the Compass Box, The Circle, release number 1. Beautiful pale yellow color, a little hint of gold. It's got a really nice nose, a lot of fruit, a lot of just deliciousness on the nose. On the palate, apple, vanilla, a little bit of malt. It's definitely got a lot of fruitiness. Mouth coating, just really a delicious whiskey. I think she did a beautiful job. I do love the name Sunshine in a Glass. I think it's a fabulous whiskey. It's really very approachable, enjoyable by just about anybody. And, they mentioned a little hint of smokiness. There's definitely some smoked whiskey in there, but I really don't get much smoke at all. I thought it has a medium finish, kind of pleasant. This is definitely, I would consider a non-smoky whiskey.
Yeah, what do you think?
It's got a brightness to it.
I got a lot of spice to this as well. So I got fruit and spice. It really came off nice on the palate. Nice general mouthfeel on this. It was, and I didn't get the smokiness on it. I really enjoyed this. This
you
was just
the most sensitive person I know to smoking. You don't get the smokiness?
No, I don't. I don't get the smokiness
get
on
the
this one.
Smoking it builds on the palate.
No, not really.
No. I get the fruit.
This reminds
and
me a little bit of spice tree. It's got spice. It's got fruit.
Yeah. It's got like a white pepper that just kind of like coats your mouth with just and then fruit just builds around fruit on that. Mm. And really enjoyable.
What'd you guys eat before you drank?
Your basket full of oranges.
I'm waiting for the dirty joke, Bob.
No, just a basket full of oranges.
Justin,
I don't know.
I thought this was pretty nice, refreshing. I got malt, tangerine, apples on the nose, on the palate, apple, vanilla, and malt. Air did not help this one. This is one you should just drink straight.
I think water helped a little bit on the nose.
To the head.
Yeah, give it a little bit of water. Give it a shot of water there. It's good.
I think Harm was right. I think the little water helped both the nose and the palate a little bit.
I thought the nose was muted with that water. The water did bring out the nose.
And water fixed it. Harm's right.
Yeah. As always, just say it. Water, bring me water.
You know, there's a saying, a blind pig will find an acorn once in a while. So, you know, don't get cocky.
What'd you think, Harm?
I love this whiskey. I've never had it before. I'm glad to taste it today. Pete, you're going to have to send me some cases of this.
Can I see the bottle?
Very pretty, solid whiskey, golden with little green gilts, glints. At first, it was very muted. I didn't love the nose at first, but the palate I really enjoyed. And when I did add the water, the fruit and spice, just as Brent was saying, comes out. The nose, when I add the water, I get that ginger spice on the nose and a little bit of smoke. And I don't understand. I cannot believe these guys aren't getting the smoke. Because Tamdhu uses peat. Kleinleash uses peat. And the undisclosed Orkney distillery, it's either Scapa or Highland Park. There's two distilleries there. There's only one with a big enough name that would say, you can't say us. And I'm going to tell you it's Highland Park. So it's probably Highland Park. Because, you know, Scapa would be like, yeah, you can advertise. I'm just saying, I love this whiskey. I think it's pretty good. But it doesn't stand up to the other ones that come later, though.
I mean, well, and a little bit of water, a real light. I mean, gosh, so light as smoke that the fruit and the pepper, the fruit and the spice really...
Well, remember, you can't compare it. You can't rate it based off other whiskey. You have to rate each one individually.
It's a good whiskey, but it didn't blow me away. It's just very well balanced. And the fact that he didn't pick up the smoke, Brent.
The whole point of it was, I mean, is when Maury was reading it off, you know, it's basically it was made, you know, to make
time drinker
an approachable compass box blend
for everybody.
I think they did a great job. I mean, if you get something that's got this huge nose and you know, really, really, really deep, insane with all kinds of smoke
it's
and everything,
turn off a lot of people.
It's going to turn off a lot of people. And honestly, you want an approachable whiskey. This is, if I'm going to introduce somebody to Compass Box, this is the one I'm going to give them. I'm going to say, here, try this and see what these guys did with this. It's, you know, it's going to help get them into
it. Yeah, I see where you're coming from, and I guess I see where they're coming from.
So, and Tamdhu,
sunshine in a glass.
Tamdhu's not, you know, Lafroy, buddy. I mean, it's not. Smoky, you know, and even
Tamdhu's a Speyside.
And even Highland Park's not smoky. So
these are not Islay whiskeys here at all.
I mean, I get no smoke off of it, and I love Tamdhu.
You don't get the smoke, really.
No, and I think the reason I'm digging it is I'm a big Tamdhu fan anyway. I really like this stuff.
I love Tamdhu too.
Especially what they're putting out now. I mean, they're putting out some really just stunning stuff.
There's a bunch of snobs in Scotland who think there's no distilleries that start with the letter T that are any good.
Yeah, well, heck with them. I'm not in Scotland. So, Tamdhu is a great, great whiskey. I actually had Gordon Dundas at my office last year, just before we went up to Sarasota, and got to spend some time with him and the importer. And we went through a bunch of stuff. He actually brought some samples of some stuff that's not available here.
I'm ready for some. I have some good cast strength editions on the shelf, but I need some of these.
I think it's a great effort. It's exactly what they were trying to do. So we're going to give this a solid three sips.
It's verging on four.
I'm pushing toward four, but nobody listens to me.
So, no, I agree with you. I thought it was four.
The longer it sits in the glass, it's
beautiful
coming up,
whiskey.
Yeah.
It's sat in the glass
to hell with it.
Some time.
We're giving it four.
There you go.
That's classified. All right, so we're moving on to our next whiskey. We have Justin tell us about that.
And thank you, Rosie, for helping John create this beautiful whiskey.
Yes, thank you, Rosie.
Our next product is the Compass Box Juveniles. It's 46% alcohol by volume, and it's non-chill filtered and no added coloring. For over 30 years, Juveniles Bistro Vin in the first arrondissement of Paris has been the crossroads for winemakers, spirits producers, writers, and various sorts of affable hedonists from all over the world.
That means hippies.
Right. Compass Box and Juveniles share a similar approach to good food and drink, seeking out integrity and not taking things too seriously. Both businesses are obsessed with quality and provenance, and both like to do things in their own way. And who doesn't? This expression consists of 34% Strathmill, aged in refilled hogsheads, 34% Ballinach, aged in refill hogsheads, 20% Kleinleash, aged in refilled hogsheads, and 10% Kleinleash, aged in refill sherry butts. And I love a big butt, I cannot lie.
Jeez.
2% Glendulin, aged in first fill sherry butts, release of 14,894 bottles worldwide.
Do you prefer a first fill butt to a second fill butt?
I'll take any big butt I can get.
He's always on the second fill.
Yeah. Right?
Oh.
Oh.
Justin. So mean. Sloppy seconds, Justin.
Mean.
You're so horrible.
Yeah.
And the yeah. color was a light yellow on the nose. I got.
It's a beautiful yellow. Gold.
Yeah.
Right.
It's pale. A pale gold.
Yeller.
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 It's yeller.
It's yeller. Very pale.
It's got a hint. It's got a hint of red glint in there.
You obviously right. have a wonderful economy with words. I look forward to your next syllable with great eagerness.
On the nose, I got malt, sherry, plums, and cherries. On the palate, sugar, pear, and vanilla were prominent, and there was kind of a herbal a character. Pear? What's that?
What the hell's a sugar pear?
A sugar pear.
Sugar I have pear. No
sugar.
Idea.
It's sugar and pear.
Pear. Sugar Bear is a Huggy Bear.
No, Sugar Bear is the one on the cereal box.
It's a Huggy Bear. It's
a Huggy Bear. Huggy Bear was the man.
That was a great show. And on the finish, there was a little smoke. And it was pretty pleasant. What did you think, Maury?
I agree with you, Justin. I thought this was a very pleasant whiskey. I actually preferred the first one a little bit more. But this is a really well-made whiskey. I think it's beautiful. It's got all the things you've mentioned. Easy drinker, definitely an all-day sipper. Beautiful, you know, way to introduce somebody to the Compass Box line. And I liked it quite a lot. Brent?
Okay, first thing I want to tell everybody about the bottle, which you guys pointed out. On the bottom of the bottle is a bell.
Yeah.
Inside the bottom of the bottle. It's really
one of the
cool.
only Scotch bottles I've ever seen with a punt.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's very neat.
They need to put a punt in that barrel to lump out the bell. Neat.
Yeah, because if you put the bell in the Scotch, it won't ring. I used to shake the hell out of it. It's never going to make a damn sound. Trust me, I tried.
But it's kind of a neat bottle. Little novelty cool. thing that they have with it that was brought out here.
Well,
but,
that's Compass Box. All their stuff, the labels are always so dang cool. The names are always really interesting. You know, they do such an amazing
it is a
visual presentation on their packaging.
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to highlight that, you know, but it is. This is a nice fruity scotch. This is what a little bit of smokiness on the end on your palate, but yeah, I get the pears.
You didn't get butterscotch. Neither of you mentioned butterscotch.
No, I didn't get butterscotch. You know, I got a little bit of flowers, a little bit of pears.
100% flowers,
yeah. You know, and it's just a pleasant drinker. You know, you just want to sit
all day sipper.
An all day sipper, exactly. You just want to put this in a glass, you know, sit outside by the pool and you know, even throw an ice cube in it and enjoy yourself.
This probably would be nice with ice, you're right.
Yeah.
So. Bob, may I have an ice cube, please?
Get your big butt up and go to the kitchen and get it. I'm not your mother.
Harm, what's your thoughts on this one?
I think this is a beautiful whiskey. It's been a long time since I've had this. It's a little bit pricey, but it's quite
still
good.
Available?
I have maybe 4 bottles left. I don't know what's left in the state. We got to talk to Pete. This is a hard one to get. Almost everything Pete sent us today was really hard to find whiskeys that are pretty much, they're gone, except for maybe this edition of Flaming Heart that's coming up and this Compass Box, what it's called, the No Name Number 2. You'll find these on the shelves because nothing they sent us was a really introductory price level here today. Everything was like some of their higher end. This one is...
Pete's our friend. He takes care of us.
Yeah, thank you, Pete. Butterscotch. I got the plum that Justin said. The flowers that Brent said. They're there, and nobody said butterscotch except me, except Bob. Butterscotch? No. Yes. No.
On the nose. Yeah.
Let's see. Thank you. I'm vindicated.
Right in the tip. Right in the very tip. Right tip. Not deep in, but right in the tip.
Anyway, it's all about the barley sugar. It's just a great, great whiskey. It's palate coating, beautiful fruit. I don't really get much of the sherry. They say there's 2%. Well, it's only 2% first fill sherry butts from Glendullen. So it's a long and sweet and pleasing finish. It's just, it's a nice whiskey. I want more. They only sent us one bottle. That's the problem. Bob, what do you think?
Happy with what I can get. Mm. Yeah, I get that butterscotch on the tip and the flowers. I get...
It's white flowers, right? White flowers. It's not violets, it's not roses.
I don't know. I'm getting violets.
I thought violets at first, but then violets, it goes to white flower.
Violets deep in the nose and the white flowers on the tip of the nose. It's absolutely lovely.
I mean, literally scratched out the word violets, and now you're bringing violets back up.
Deep in, down all deep right. in the sinuses. I mean, what more can you say? I mean, it's a great whiskey. We're giving it 4 sips.
Yes, beautiful.
So we're moving on to our next one. We're going to have Brent tell us all about that one.
Thanks, Bob. Our next product is the Compass Box Spice Tree Extravaganza. 46% ABV. It's a non-chill filtered and no added coloring. This is bottled for the 10th anniversary of the original Spice Tree. This expression consists of 32.6% Glen Ord aged in first fill sherry butts, 17% Ben Rhines aged in first fill Ben Rhines aged in first fill sherry butts, 2.6%
Altabane. I'm gonna jump in on that one right away.
In first fill American standard barrels, 27.7% undisclosed Highland malt.
It's a mystery.
Mystery, yeah, yes. Mystery abound. It's aged in a light and medium toast hybrid casks. 4.3% undisclosed Highland malt, aged in refilled hybrid casks. And 15.6% undisclosed Highland malt, aged in heavy toast hybrid cask.
That's a lot of undisclosed.
That is a lot. I mean,
Highland.
Yeah, you got 15 and 4 and 27.
Pretty atypical.
I mean, it's almost 50% of...
The thing that made me fall in love with Compass Box at the beginning was the fact that they're so transparent. They tell you where stuff's coming from. Well,
sometimes you can't, though.
Wow. But look, this is the thing. They're not allowed to tell you a lot of these
non-disclosure things. Agreements.
No.
But you know what they can do? Sometimes if you send them an email or a tweet, and they might DM you back with the answers.
Yeah. Mm. But the point is that they're much more transparent. Well, Scotch in general is more transparent than American bourbon. You can have 10 products all come from MGP and nobody tells you that. Here, you're very, very much more likely to know what distillery they come from.
Yeah, you're right.
He's very open about refilled casks versus first fill casks. He makes a big point of saying he's doing it based on taste, not just based on
and
numbers.
The fact that he doesn't add color, I don't think he's ever added color to his whiskeys.
No, not one I've ever had.
So they're allowed to add color in Scotland.
Yeah, but I mean the color.
This is definitely not light yellow. This is, look how red that is.
This is a gold. This is like a light gold.
Right, this has got some copper glints here.
Yeah, it's
man.
Got a glint of
red
copper.
Red gold, burning.
What's your taste notes on it, Brent?
Yep. This is on the nose. I get a lot of berries on the nose. Berries and a little bit of sweetness, a little bit of vanilla on it. It's
we're thinking sherry casks.
Yeah.
It's undisclosed distillery.
Yeah, but you get that sweetness on it. On the palate, really you get the cherries and the cherries. You get sugar. You got a little bit of ginger on there.
And, a little bit. I got a lot.
I mean, ginger comes out. I mean, it does come out and stuff on it. Some cloves. The finish is just long-lasting. It's beautiful finish. I mean...
Yeah, it's a beautiful whiskey.
It is. It's just...
Really beautiful.
You can drink this one all night long,
I thank Pete and curse Pete, because this is a whiskey that's no longer available.
No.
Spice Tree Extravaganza came out years ago.
This is beautiful,
If you find this as an old dusty, just pick it up.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a bourbon drinker, you're going to love this. You know, this is great.
I think I bought my last bottle of Spice Tree at...
Extravaganza?
At the dinner. When John Glazer was in town, we had the dinner.
With Chef George's place, But we had Spice Tree, but Extravaganza was already gone. I've got Spice Tree on the shelf, the regular one. The Extravaganza is just made with older whiskeys and a different blend. It's just...
Yeah. Beautiful packaging. Oh. I mean, he does an amazing... Listen, you can criticize things like Absolut Vodka for putting their money into marketing and packaging and not what's in the bottle. But these guys... have just the full package.
Names, man.
They put in beautiful, beautiful packaging. I mean, the packaging and the labeling and the bottles are just gorgeous.
Yeah.
And the whiskey really matches. It's not one or the other. It's both.
I think we're all fanboys here today. Justin?
Yeah. I thought it was pretty damn cool. I got raspberries.
It's so effusive.
Raspberries on the nose, marshmallows. And it kind of reminded me of Fruit Loops mixed with Lucky Charms.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Is it yellow?
What is your favorite word?
Yeah, give me your favorite one. Yellow.
Brown.
Yeah.
Brown is the favorite word, but today it's yellow.
Yeah.
I don't get Fruit Loops or Lucky Charms. And dude, I have a six-year-old. I know what those taste like.
It's just what I
got. You
only
know what they taste like when they're stale and you find them on underneath the seat of your car. That doesn't count.
That's my wife's car, Bob.
And French fries from unknown origin or
that's freedom fries.
The French fries between the seat and the center console.
They don't go bad. They're like Twinkies. You can find one 9 years from now. They
never go bad.
Nah, 50-year fries are fine.
Dang Skippy.
So, like none of you have eaten one of those.
Kiss
of
my butt.
Extra crunchy. They're crispy.
And I got dark brown sugar, and I definitely got ginger, but I was really sad when Gilligan's Island ended. And clove spice was really good, yeah. And it had a long, sweet finish, so I enjoyed it.
It's beautiful, beautiful whiskey. Just go buy it if you can find
it. Yeah, the sherry.
The secondary market on this is going to be huge, though.
The sherry, again, it's like we always talk about when you're blending. Some sherry bombs are just too much sherry. Some of them, it's sherry with whiskey in it. The art is taking the sherry and filling the holes.
I'm not averse to sherry bombs, but yeah,
art is taking the Swiss cheese and filling those holes where the sherry needs to go, and that's what he's done here.
He's done a great whiskey.
It's a stunningly good example.
Very well balanced.
It's so perfectly balanced.
So, again, Pete, we curse you. How many stars? Or
six? Five sips.
Five sips.
Oh, my God.
Stars?
Stars, whatever.
You new here?
Prepare to enter an immersive world of tragedies, hauntings, legends, and folklore. Southern Gothic is an independently produced podcast documenting the rich history of the American South, stretching from the swamps of Louisiana to the shores of the Carolinas, deep into the mountains of Appalachia and across the battlefields and earliest settlements of Virginia, guiding you through some of its darkest tales and eerie locations. Join us now on Southern Gothic, the podcast.
My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing whiskeys from Compass Box, and we're moving on to our next one. Harm's going to tell us about that one.
Okay, our next product is Compass Box Stranger and Stranger, 46% ABV, non-chill filtered, no color added. After a decade of collaborating with the design company Stranger and Stranger, so the people whose packaging we love, they chose to name a limited edition whiskey in their honor. They started out with some year-old grain spirit they'd used to season some experimental American Oak barrels. This was intended to be a sacrificial spirit. You know, they normally pour this stuff out, but it turned out to be so good, they decided to start the recipe for this new limited edition blend with it. The expression consists of 80% Glenlossie, aged in recharred hogsheads, 14% Glen Elgin in recharred barrels, 5% Linkwood, aged in sherry butts, and 1% of the grain spirit from Girvan, and it's aged 1 year in an experimental oak barrels, American oak barrels that were filled, that were then into a refill hogshead. And there's only 4,800 two bottles of this worldwide.
So you can see that, A, the releases are tiny, and this one's bigger than some and smaller than others.
Yeah, exactly.
But
It's
corn and wheat. This
tail wagging the dog.
Yeah.
1%. They came up with this 1% that they didn't want to throw away and decided to build a recipe around a whiskey with 1%. The tail wagging the dog.
Okay, so the interesting thing about this is when you buy this, because they're using a whiskey that's under 3 years old, it legally cannot be called scotch. It is a scotch-based spirit. It does not say the word scotch on the box.
It's whiskey. Scotch, is it considered a whiskey?
It's a whiskey.
Yeah, it's a whiskey. Scotch. Yeah, but you can't call it scotch. So, doesn't matter. All that matters is what it tastes like.
The packaging is gorgeous. Like? We don't have a full bottle here in front of us, but I've got a few at the shelf. And
What's it taste like?
The data sheet says scotch malt whiskey blended with wheat and barley spirit.
Yeah, there you go. You can't call it a scotch. Anyway, so it's a bright gold, and the nose is all about apples, vanillas, and pears. And on the palate, let me taste again. Mm. It is sweet. Fresh apple fruit, a little bit of custard. There's some herbs coming at the end. I don't know what the hell they are, but it's a nice whiskey.
It's gotten better in the glass. I poured it.
I had to add water when it first poured it out because it's not because of the proof, but just to bring out some more of the flavors. The nose was muted when I first poured it. It's pretty. It's a very pretty whiskey. Brent, what did you think? Did you agree? Pretty or no?
No.
No. Really?
No, I did not like this one. This one wasn't for my palate. The Strange and Stranger really was Strange and Stranger for me.
Stranger and Stranger.
Yeah. Stranger and Stranger. It just didn't fit my palate. The fruits were off, the sugars were off. Everything was off on it for me, and I was one that was put off for me.
Do we have any left?
Mm. Yeah.
Can I have Justin?
So
there you go.
On the nose, I got like aloe malt and lemons.
Aloe malt?
What's an aloe malt?
What is aloe?
It's like the stuff you put on a wound.
Aloe? Oh, so aloe comma malt.
Yeah. Aloe comma malt and lemons. And
lemons? I got no lemon.
The palate's like what everybody else said. And the finish was long and herbal.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah. So it was all right.
That's your review too?
That's my review.
I love this whiskey. Yeah. I thought it was really kind of okay when it came out of the glass. And I agree with Brent out of the bottle, excuse me. Strange. But honestly, in the glass, and now an hour later, it's fabulous.
It's
fabulous.
It's a good whiskey. Yeah.
A little air, a little water. Ooh.
And those violets that I was loath to put down in the previous one are coming out here too.
Well, we're going to be rating the Stranger and Stranger 4 sips.
That's classified.
Right. Yeah, I would agree. I originally thought 3, but 4 all the way.
All right, so we're going to move on to our next whiskey. And this one is the Compass Box Tobias and the Angel. Again, another stunning bottle with, I forget the artist and everything, but it's...
Verrocchio.
Yeah, Verrocchio. So it's a painting. It's a painting produced by Andrea del Verrocchio Studio in Florence in the 15th century. As was common at the time, however, Tobias and the Angel showcases the talents of several artists. For example, the little dog, its graceful and minutely observed curls of hair, and the gleaming fish carried by Tobias were both painted by a young Leonardo da Vinci. So
he was 12 when he painted that. Yeah. He's pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder what happened to that guy. Leonardo.
He's making movies now, isn't he?
He's a turtle, right?
Yeah, he's making a movie. He's got that boat that all the chicks are on.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'd like to see that boat. Now him and Spider-Man, what's his name? Toby. Yeah. So this expression consists of 49.1% Kalila and aged in a refill bourbon hogshead with 50.1% Kleinleash aged in a refill bourbon hogshead. So, it's got...
Those numbers don't add up.
Hmm? What? 50.1 and 49.1, they don't add up.
Yeah,
it makes 99.2.
Yeah.
Where's the 0.8?
That's my question.
It's undisclosed.
Undisclosed. Or somebody didn't add right. Whatever. Spit. Go ahead, Bob.
Well, it came off of their website, so they were probably drinking when they were doing it.
Oh, there's more. Wait, there's more. Sorry.
This has got just the faintest hint of smoke to it.
A little bit left.
No, I'm sorry. I don't want that one.
And it's more of a campfire-y smoke. You know, it's not that medicinally peaty kind of smoke. It's more...
Well, Kalila is not medicinal. So.
Yeah, it's more, again, like I said, it's more like the campfire, burning wood. Mm. It's got a lovely nose.
Smoke's blown off a little bit. It's mellowed a little in the glass. It was really smoky right out of the bottle.
You guys,
he's got some really nice
smoke in the one I got smoking. Now you got there's too much smoke here. There's not too much smoke.
Nah, it's beautiful. It's I mean, it's just the right amount of smoke. It's not overbearing. It doesn't cover everything up. I mean, there's some really nice ripe red fruit in here. Get a little bit of an herbal characteristic to it.
Yeah, I got violets again.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of there's a big floral note on the finish as it goes down. Yeah, lovely, lovely whiskey. What'd you think, Arm?
I just agree with what you said, dude. Everything you said, there's nothing wrong.
Yeah.
Everything you said was good. But on the finish, the one thing I noticed, it builds. It just builds in waves of smoke. And maybe that, I mean, I know for a fact, I know who that does not appeal to. So,
would you be talking about me?
I'm looking right at you, man. Tell me.
Nobody's ever talking about
you. Because I got the berries, but this one, for me, it had, I mean, I know there's people that love the smoke, but this one for me was too much. And the reason I say too much is because it dried out my tongue. I kind of felt like I had to scrape my tongue, you know, because of the smoke. It wasn't, you know.
I think there's enough fruit to balance out that smoke.
Not for me, it wasn't.
I agree with Brent. I thought for me, this one was not as balanced as some of the other ones he's done. I mean, if you like just smoke, great. But honestly, this is a very expensive whiskey. It's a very rare whiskey. And yeah, honestly,
it's around $500 a bottle.
Yeah, but there's other stuff here that's half that price that's more balanced and more approachable.
Well, you're two twits who don't like smoke, so there's your problem.
I love this whiskey.
And you're two twits who spend anything just to get more smoke.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Justin, what do you think?
So on the nose, I got big campfire peat in the beginning.
Big butts, did you say?
No big butts. Like, I cannot lie. And then it just devolved to smoke.
Devolved.
Devolved. I like
that word. Evolved. Once, evolved. It not devolved.
No, it devolved.
No, it devolved because it became simpler, just smoke instead of the big campfire peat after a while.
This is not a medicinal Isla, even though there's Kalila here. You've got Western Highlands.
Okay, let's agree to disagree.
Okay. Yeah. Next whiskey. You're right, Bob.
What do we rate it?
All right.
Oh, well, sorry, rating.
Under protest because of the two schmucks here who don't like smoke, we only gave it 3. But Harm and I both liked it a lot more than these two heathens. So
I spit on your graves one day.
Yes.
Assuming I'm alive.
I'm not spitting.
I'm not betting on that.
It's something else.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to move on to our next one, and we're going to have Mr. Testy down at the end of the table.
That's not too much smoke. We're going to have him tell us about it.
Well, excuse the hell out of me.
They don't see the table, but that's good old, made man Maury.
Okay, well, thank you, ladies. Our next product will be the Compass Box Flaming Heart, 48.9% ABV, non-age stated, non-chill filtered, and no added coloring. This 2018 edition is the 6th release, Harmeet, not the 3rd, not the 2nd.
We have the 6th?
The 6th release of Flaming Heart.
I need more of this then.
And reintroduced in a subtle sherry cask influence that adds an additional layer of complexity and richness. This expression consists of 39% Kalila, aged in refill barrels, 29% Deanston, been there, cool place, aged in refilled hogsheads, 11% Kleinlish, aged in recharred hogsheads, 8% undisclosed Highland malt, aged in custom heavy toast French oak casks, and 7% undisclosed Highland malt, aged in a mixture of first fill sherry butts, custom French oak casks, and refilled American oak barrels. That's a mouthful. And 6% Kleinlish aged in refilled hogsheads. This release was 15,050 bottles. For the first time, a limited release of 800 large format magnums. So that's cool.
Oh my God. I need to buy this. Pete, where
you
are
need
you?
A Why magnum. Did
you not send me this now?
You gotta have magnums on display in your shop.
Harmeet doesn't need a magnum.
Oh, you
okay. This is a great this is a smoky whiskey for non-peat lovers, I think. I've always loved Flaming Heart. Like Brent, I'm not a big smoky peaty whiskey fan. This Sissy. I think is
Sorry.
Beautiful.
It's the Rona coming out of me.
It's got a nice golden color with glints of copper. It's got a beautiful nose, and with time in the glass, the smoke blows off and you get all the fruity notes on the nose and deliciousness. It's got baking spice on the palate. It's got a sweet maltiness. It's definitely got a medium smoke and a medium to long finish. A beautiful whiskey. There's a reason why it's in its sixth edition. It may or may not be going away, but it is a limited release. If you see it, buy it.
They don't release it every year. Well, they don't.
This is the difference between this one and our previous one. This one is so well balanced.
Yeah.
As far as the fruit. But
this is much heavier on the smoke.
Yeah, no, it's so, no, no, yeah, it's more balanced.
It's you more get balanced.
Sweet and malt and you stuff get, up front. You get and then so smoke much at the end. More.
Right, exactly. It is very well balanced as far as the smoke goes. It's not overpowering with smoke. It's not overpowering with fruit. It's just a really nice balance.
I swear to God,
it
feels you guys great. Mixed up your glasses.
It feels no, great in no, your no, mouth. No. It feels great in your mouth. It's got a great mouthfeel. It's got a great lingering finish.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
a that's huge what she difference. Said. It's a huge difference in it. And I really enjoyed this one. This one was a very pleasant one for me. I, you know, with the, even with the smoke, I loved it.
Does anybody have a contrasting opinion?
Yeah.
That it was a great whiskey?
If you don't, if you don't like this, there's something broken deep in your soul.
Fine. So how many sips?
We're going to rate this 4 sips.
That's classified. Way to go, Brent.
So we're going to move you on to
tip
our...
The scales. We tip the scales.
Tip the scales. Yeah, you two fat bastards tip the scales Brent every time you go to Publix.
Well of a very smoky whiskey, and this is amazing. So that tells you you need to go buy
it. It was
this.
A good balanced whiskey.
All right, Harm.
Whatever. Where are we at? Number...
We're on our last one now.
We got to find the page. No name, number two. So I have Hold some on. No name
one. No name?
No name. It's called No Name. So on this
Hold on.
Packaging...
It's the man with no name.
Oh, I know this music. I have this on DVD. Not that I've ever used a DVD in 5 years, but whatever.
What's a DVD?
It's DVD. A coaster. They're those shiny coasters I have out.
Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Okay, so Compass Box No Name. The first release was a 75.5% Ardbeg that was purchased from Dewars. I wasn't supposed to tell you any of that. That's a secret that you can only get when you direct message.
Secret. Oh, but you're letting out secrets.
The new packaging is different. It's a canister instead of a box. And this is No Name number two. And this is my first time tasting it. And I'm very happy to be tasting it today. So No Name number two is the recreation of the first one, which they only had very few barrels of. It's a 48.9% ABV non-age statement. Non-chill filtered, no color, obviously. This expression is made from 70.5% Kalila, not Ardbeg. They couldn't get that Ardbeg. Asian refill sherry butt, 10.5% Talisker, aged in recharred American Oak Hogshead, 13.5% Kleinleash in a recharred American Oaks Hogshead, and 0.5% undisclosed Highland Malt. Which is probably the same undisclosed Highland Malt we can't say. And it's all finished in a French oak to add an underlying tone of richness, and I would argue more spice. And this was an 8,000 bottle release, which is like I think five times what the first release of No Name was. It's got the whole top of the bottle is covered with golden wax.
It's a gorgeous package.
Gorgeous packaging, black and gold labeling. It says No Name in English on one side, and on the other side it has the Viking runes. Runes. Did I say runes?
Really?
May
I see that?
These are Viking runes. Here you go. You don't know your rune craft? Come
You're
on,
ruining
man.
Me. You You're D&D? Ruining me.
All right. The color. It is a pale, pale gold with a little green glint. And on the nose, it's butter, cake batter, and smoke. It's like you're at a...
You're on drugs.
You're outside, and you are at a... You've got a bonfire going, or you've got a small campfire going, and the smoke is coming off it, and your wife or whoever makes your cakes comes out with a bowl of cake batter, and you're smelling that cake batter, and you smell the smoke. Cake batter, smoke, and yellow fruit. It's just, it's huge. And anyway, I loved it. What do you guys think? Brent, go
okay,
for it.
This one here is really nice because this one has a spiciness to it that blends in with the smoke. Not so much the fruitiness of the last one. This one has got a little bit more spice and the smoke. Very much enjoyed it. Justin?
Well, I found this kind of really interesting, really well balanced. They got malt, apples, and pears on the nose. On the palate,
thank
I got
you, Justin, for all that wordiness. Today.
Apple and tangerine, and it was a long, sweet finish.
Tangerine, I didn't get. Maury,
I agree with Brent. I thought it was nicer than the last one. I think it's got a lot of smoke. Well-made whiskey. Beautiful.
Bobby Joe? I'm sorry I went too long.
I think it's absolutely stunning.
Yeah. You buy know, it.
I need a bottle. That's all I can say. We're giving it four sips. Under protest.
Under protest, exactly, man.
Well, that's all the time we have for today with these smoke-hating heathens. We hope you enjoyed this episode. You can catch all of our episodes where you found this one, as well as on terrestrial and satellite radio, and online at iTunes, Google
Play.
We're
still on terrestrial radio?
Yep. iHeart. We just added 18 stations in Canada.
Sweet.
iHeart Radio, CBS Radio, Radio.com, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, and about 40 others I'm not going to read to you. The easiest way to find this on your show, to find the show on your phone, is to whoever the woman is that talks back to you when you talk to your phone.
My
not
wife.
That not that voice that's in your head, Harm, but yeah. The actual voice
my
that comes out of the phone.
All the time.
Just tell them to play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback. You can reach us online at info@sipsudsmokes.com. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at Sip, Suds, Smokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll be able to interact with the thousands of other fans on those social media platforms. You can also check us out on Instagram at Sip, Suds, and Smokes and at Made Man Bob. Want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
It's always been a pleasure to be here. I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we know. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Awesome day.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you, Bob. And thanks to all of you so you are listening so that we can be drinking.
Thank you, Harm.
I can hear the sarcasm in your voice when you say thank you. But I want to say thank you
modesty
to Pete.
Modesty forbids my continuing.
I want to say thank you to Pete Friello for sending these great whiskeys. A bunch of them are no longer available on the market. So you're going to be paying secondary if you find them. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Again, if you don't like Compass Box or something broken in your soul, I mean, great stuff, great blends, doing some really great stuff. So. For Sip, Suds, and Smokes, it's Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life's too short to drink bad whiskey.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.